It's a pleasure to be here, a pleasure to represent the Gideons. I've been with them quite a while, and it's getting better, and I'm learning more about it, and I'm sure that'll go on. But I want to impress you with the ministry of the Gideons, and the way to start is with the video. The boys have it ready. There we have a memorial Bible rack right here for you to look at if you care to afterwards. Take any cards that you want to. They are not stamped with a return, which they should be. This coming through all right? I'm in a little awkward position. I'm in West 300 territory here. It's our church, but the Hudson, that camp from that way reaches over here to the county line, and I belong on the other side of the county line. But they weren't doing anything about getting a service going here, so I thought best I'd just do that. And I notified them. Their assignment secretary didn't bring any bulletins or anything. So the bulletins that you've got have got my camp address on. You just treat that any way you like. But the money that comes in will go to West 300 camp, but it'll all go to buy Bibles. I question sometimes how to start off with these. Guess I don't need that in my face. Whether to start telling you what we believe, what we stand for, or what we've done. A lot has been accomplished in the Gideons in the 20-some years that I've been a Gideon. Gotten acquainted with a lot of good men, godly men. And the funny part is, not very many Assembly of God men. Now, I'd like to see a little more of that. We have two Gideons here today. Lowell's a Gideon, and Rex is a Gideon. Don't see much of Lowell. He lives too far, I guess. But one thing, I'll tell you about that. The Gideons run entirely on the membership fees. Some $40 is what it costs to be a member per year. And our entire organization, 72 employees, transportation, and all of those things, is taken care of by the membership fees. And any money that you give, which I'll be asking you to give, goes for Bibles. Now, I think just last Sunday, I heard of an organization that gives a Bible every time they get $8. Ours are five. Can't help that comparison. But $5 buys a Bible. Or if in one of these cards, you decide to send it out, it'll cost you $5 a Bible. Cost you nothing for the card. You buy the Bibles and the stamp. All right, I'll get back to what the Gideons actually believe and how we operate. We operate on a principle that's not offensive to any congregation or organization if they believe in the Lord. Because we do not talk about baptizing face up or face down or what we do. There's a scripture I like to quote, and we didn't do it this morning. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The Holy Ghost is what we're all depending on. We try and stay away from any offensive remarks. And I'd say almost 100% we've been able to do it in our Gideon organization. The organization has grown like wildfire. And I'll get to some proof here in just a minute. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's His Word, not to be questioned. And if you question any part of it, I'd say maybe the rest of it isn't too good. If you can't trust it, you're in trouble. The Bible is the inspired Word of God. Now, Pastor asked what we can do with the Bible. I heard something over here and I didn't hear him repeat it. Somebody said, give it. And that's what we do. We give the Bible. We place Bibles. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we believe that. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. You see, we don't understand it all. We don't have all the details, as was mentioned in class. But the word is for real and sent for a purpose, and that purpose is being accomplished if we let it happen. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It'll not return to me void, but it'll accomplish that which I please, prosper in a thing whereunto I send it. And you'll hear testimonies like you saw on the screen of someone who read Isaiah and got saved. Someone who read Revelations and got saved. Someone who read John 3:16, one of them. And you can understand that. But God has inspired his word so that it takes effect. And thus we have testimonies that you can't believe. People get saved because of association with the scripture. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. How do we get saved? For by grace are you saved through faith. Faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. And the people pick up that Bible, and unbeknownst to them, are injected, if you will, with faith. Faith begins to grow in their heart, and they begin to trust God. And salvation is what comes along. That's our only reason, only single reason for existing, is that men and women find Christ. Now, we approach that several different ways. We do it by handing out Bibles. Thousands, millions, multiplied millions of Bibles are passed out today. I just found out this morning it's 180 countries instead of 176, which we've been saying. We're in 76 languages. We're distributing. Well, when Russia and all their surrounding people, it was found that they needed 400,000 scriptures per month. Well, it wasn't long until 400,000 didn't do it. And the way we operate is when the money's there, the Bibles are distributed. You'll never hear that the Gideons are in debt, not a dollar for anything. We use the money for the Bibles, distribute the Bibles, and we have orders backed up, but we don't have Bibles backed up. We have printers that will put those Bibles out so fast you can't believe it. In Russia, we're having those Bibles printed, 700,000 printed at the price of 400,000 when we ship them from this country. Thus, we are handing out 700,000 scriptures in Russia and those 11 countries right there monthly. And we're not getting it quite covered. We're not meeting the demand. We go in Asia, in Africa. We go into the jungle country, and I see pictures from time to time, people barefooted, no shirt, a pair of shorts that could use some help, and a box of Bibles on their shoulder, and they distribute Bibles. They distribute Bibles. They don't have much to say because they don't know much, but they distribute the Bible in the language that it can be used. And probably in the school where they go with that Bible, there's one book. And they probably separate that book so that a couple of people can be working at the same time. I knew of one in Africa where there was 30 students, and they had one book, and it was the Quran. They wound up with 30 Bibles, 30 New Testament Psalms and Proverbs, and how they treat them you can't believe. I think you've heard me tell a story about a dark fella that I saw down at the college, and he came along, and I said, would you like a copy of the New Testament? Now, other guys, there's 17 guys probably passing out testaments and having those experiences, but I said, would you like a copy of the New Testament? What is it? You know, what is this? And I said, it's a copy of the New Testament. Then I said, Bible. Oh, yeah, yes, yes. And he kissed it like that, and he went on his way with the testament. He'd come back after a while, and he said, I'm just remembering that there's somebody else there in this church that was involved with that guy. Just all of a sudden it comes to me. Now, he He comes back in a little while and he said, could I have one more? I gave to a friend. I said, you could have two more. Could you give to another friend? Yes, yes. And he kissed him and he went his way. Now, you like to see them receive that way. But you'd like to know on down the road, what's the outcome? What happened? Did he put an act on for me? Or is this guy serious? About 4 years later, a man, a wife, and two children, very black, drove into my yard, and they wanted to know where Thomas is lived. Remember? And I told him, and he backed out of the yard and drove down the road about 4 or 5 car lengths, stopped, backed up. And he said, who shall I say sent me? I don't know why. I don't know why he was inquisitive, but he was. And I said, well, first, I got a question for you. Did you get a Bible from a Gideon that looked about like me? That stout? Yes, yes, yes. We talked to him about the details a little bit. It was the guy. What I never did ask him what was going there for, or what his connection was. But he was, at that time he was an assistant pastor. I think Minneapolis, and I'm so grateful for the Bible. And he had become a thriving Christian. Somebody said something about a little green testament this morning. This is the college testament. It's what we hand out at college. We get awful close to 2,000 every year, passed out at Stout. Last year we had a problem and we were down to about 3/4 of that, but normally we pass out about 2,000, and it's late April, or else it'll be in the fall. It used to be every second year, now it's every year, and we're able to put together the money to do it. People come in contact with the Bible, Africa, India, wherever, and they're taught a certain something. Not they don't know Christ, but they know that this is to be treasured, and you'll see them kiss it. It means something to them. Wouldn't it be great if it meant that much to us? Wouldn't it? Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It goes on to say, even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow. The scripture is the power and all that we say and do, that we teach. If you notice the songs this morning, they had scripture in them. And it's the scripture. It's the words that count, that get right here and begin to bear seed. And from that, we grow the faith, which will cause us to go on and minister or to be ministered to. Some of us right here this morning may have trouble understanding why somebody would spend 20 some years, one night a week in Bible study and prayer, one night a month in a banquet, that isn't too hard to take, and spend some money. When I say spend some money, the money that we hope to get from this church and other churches is about, in all of our endeavor, including this one, is about 45% of the Bibles that we place. The rest comes from the Gideons. So I can say that we give some, and nobody gets a receipt. Nobody knows how much anybody gives. But we invest our time, our life, and give as unto the Lord. Business and professional people is what you have to be a Gideon. Now that has widened out a long ways. When I came in, you had to be in business, or you had to have a profession such as a doctor, a teacher. But now you can be a farmer, and I'll tell you, that's a professional man if he makes it go today. But We have widened out and accepted other people. But the people that are coming in as Gideons, some stay forever and some are soon gone because they don't want to face up to what happens. I heard a guy say that somebody called in on WCCO and said, how many people work there? And the fellow said, I don't know, about half of them. And that's the way it is with most organizations, about half of them. But we all have a commitment one place or another. The Gideon organization started just before the turn of the century, 100 and some years ago. And in the first year, in the first 15 years, they placed 1 million Bibles. In 15 years, those three guys and whoever they got to help them placed 1 million Bibles. Now, 15 years is not long, but then again, it's quite a while when I begin to tell you the rest of the story. They did it in 15 years, and then in 1984, President Reagan was given the 300 million scripture. There he is right there, Guy Sanders, our president. I was in long enough ago to know him too. But 300 million, and that was quite an achievement. We had really gone a long ways. We had done a lot. And much had been accomplished, and maybe it's a little slow in our place, but it wasn't. I'm not gonna take a lot of time with this, but I have some bulletins here. That one there was from 84. This one is from 91. Soviet Union needs 400,000 scriptures per month, and down here it tells about the fact that we were able to do 400,000 in 91. I won't go further with that one either. Here we are in 1992. Will scripture distribution continue uninterrupted? In June 1st, 1990 to November 30th, 6 months, 15,000 scriptures were placed. June 1, 91. To November 30th, 91, 17,826,000. Just in those times, like I said, we grew a little. We moved a little. People got inspired. People joined into something that was happening. Eastern Europe update. This is a bulletin. Despite wars and political uncertainty, the Gideon ministry continues to expand. And here's a whole bunch of detail as to how it expanded, but we were giving away 1 million Bibles. I'm not supposed to use that word, giving away. We were placing 1 million Bibles in 9.5 days. And now that was unsurpassable. You couldn't beat that. That's a lot of stuff. I'm going to be quick with these because I know how tiresome statistics get. Anyway, the total that time was 14 million. Up to date on the former Soviet Union, scripture distributed as of September 30th, 96, 36,846,000. There's a lot more to read in that bulletin, but here we are in 1996. Once our enemy, Moldova, is now open to the Gideon ministry, as is the rest of the old Soviet Union, only the Lord knows how long these areas of the distribution will stay open. They stayed open and they're still open. And I've already told you that we've increased. Eastern Europe, 1997, organized in 21 countries formerly behind the Iron Curtain, the Gideon's International strives to meet the spiritual needs of the more than 379 million souls who live in this area of the world. Many of these lost souls have never read or even seen a copy of the New Testament. And in those countries, 48 million went out that year. Convention in Denver in 1998. The 98 convention in Denver, faith fund offering was 1,984,000. The convention goal was 1,450,000, and then they took in 42,000 from some churches to add on to that. I don't feel too bad asking for money when I see these kind of things happening. Here it is in 98. Update on the independent countries of the former Soviet Union. Scripture distributed as of August 31st, 98, 43,993,000. Nashville, 99. It was our 100 years. 100 years. 8,918 people attended in Nashville at the convention, and the goal was, there were people from 124 countries. The goal was $2 million. The offering was $3,257,411. And again, I'll just not go on with a lot of that. I had a lot of time, and it's about had it. Chicago, in 2000, 215 to provide 1,680,000 scriptures. And then what they really took in was 2,187,000 and then 140,000 from the churches in the immediate area. Here's one. I'll just tell you what it says. From 2001, the total placement was 57,519,000. Last year, 59 million scriptures were placed. This year, May 1 is our deadline. 60 million was our goal. Passed it last month. So, I said, it works. We don't have a doctrinal statement, except that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, personal Savior, who died, who rose, who ascended, who sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. That's the doctrine of the Gideons. Now when I give these presentations, I'm supposed to give you a bunch of testimonies. You heard some up there. I may have told you the story about Donna in the Menominee jail, the old jail. Donna was a young lady. She was 31 years old, had 5 kids. The oldest was 17. And when we went in to give her a copy of the New Testament, she would rather have a copy of the Quran. Well, we don't have the Quran, and if I knew right where to get my hands on it, I wouldn't give it to you. But here's something that you might really like to know, what it has to say about the Quran and some of the practices of those people. Well, I had her read John 1, 2, 3, go back and read it over again. Because she didn't read very well. You know, if something she didn't understand, she'd say, I don't know, what do it mean? So I spent time trying to explain to her that I wanted to go no place else but John 1, 2, and 3. And then write down any notes, any questions you have, because she's really dense about this sort of thing. And when I come back, she said, I got one verse, and I don't know what do it mean. John 3:16. So I always use the King James Bible. So I tried quoting the NIV and the New International and the New King James, and it didn't work. So I gave her Bob's translation, and that worked. And she accepted the Lord, because she had read several times up to that point and quit and go back. So she had come to understand John in the beginning. And she accepted the Lord. Now she's a victim of circumstance, not of crime. She had committed no crime, but she was with some guys that surely had in Chicago, and she had to be held as a worthwhile witness of some sort. And she was around for over 100 days and became a very thriving Christian. But women at that time in the old jail, one, at the most two is all they ever had. But they have what they call a picnic table. It's a steel cross legs set in concrete, and you don't move it, I'll tell you. And you can stand on it, and it isn't going to break. And there was a guy suspected of murder in the next cell. And there's an airway through there. And she stood up on the table. She was about that tall, if that. And she'd stand up on the table and talk to him, and they'd rehearse. And she memorized a lot of scripture as a result of being in jail for something she didn't do. But she was alone. Another one. Here's something that came to me a while back. Not quite a while back. It just says Sunday 24th, but I don't know the date. Hello there. Yeah, I'm at Dodge now, and I just thought I'd write and say hi. Not much of anything going on here. I've been locked in all week and wasn't able to go out to church yet, but next Sunday I'll be able to do all that. I should be able to make it to Bible class this week sometime. I'll keep you and the others in mind while I go there this time, and hope I get the chance to see you all again. They let me keep my little Bible, but that book they didn't let me keep, Our Daily Bread. I really did enjoy reading that from day to day, so they have to find the address. I'll skip that. Maybe you could pass the word to the others who came on to Sundays to the jail, and give them all my thanks for coming to spend time with us. And thank you. God bless. His name was Rod Booth. There are many, many of those names that I've gotten acquainted with, and I can't see any point in trying to tell you about them, but Rex is quite active in the jail ministry. Ask him. He'll fill you in on a few of them. He's had some real experiences there, and we've gone together sometimes in the jail. Back in the times when Rod Booth was there, we'd see two, three. If we saw four, we had a pretty good night. Now we might see 30 and think we had a pretty good night. The jail is bigger. They're taking in people from other counties, etc. When you pray, pray for the ministry. When you decide to give, give where the buck pays off. And I can tell you that there is no organization, in my knowledge, that will bring the reward for the dollar as the Gideon organization. I am fully sold on the operation of the Gideons. Now, one more thing. You have your place that you give money, that you spend money, that you go. Don't put money in the Gideon offering that belongs somewhere else. I'll be standing back by the door with an open Bible, and I'll collect whatever money you feel to give for the Gideons. But don't give what belongs to somebody else. You've made a promise somewhere. You've made a commitment. That's good. That's good. Just what money is available, that's what we take, and God uses it.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob, for sharing that with us. It's all about Jesus saves. We do that because we believe Jesus saves. And the last verse of the song says, I am trusting in Jesus alone, trusting now his salvation to know, and his blood does so fully atone. I am washed and made whiter than snow. We'll sing that as a statement of fact this morning. I believe Jesus saves. Why don't you stand? On the last verse. I am trusting in Jesus alone, trusting now his salvation to know, and his blood does so fully atone. I am washed and made whiter than snow. I believe Jesus saves, and his blood
stays, and his blood washes whiter than snow.
And if you believe that today, I would challenge you to give something to the Gideons, that they might get the Word of God into people, because we believe that the Word of God is effectual. It works. And that if they trust in Him, His blood will make them whiter than snow.